נקרא קטע מקור של רבש.
From Rabash. It is impossible to emerge from exile before one is in exile. It's also known that the Holy Torah is eternal and applies to each and every generation. We also say in the Haggadah, every generation one must see oneself as though he came out of Egypt. For this reason, we must know the meaning of the exile we are in, and what it means that each generation we must emerge from this bitter exile.
Shalom, chaverim.
Hello, friends. Hello to the entire world, Kli. We are here so excited as 110 here in Zichron and the Tel Aviv 410. We're here together to open this preparation for the lesson. And in this preparation, we wanted to start from the topic of exile. We're now entering into it. We're diving deeply into it. The Kabbalists tell us that the sensation of exile appears only the moment that we truly want to enter the work of bestowal. And we begin to scrutinize and search for the quality of bestowal. And then we reveal how distant it is from us. How so deep into the will to receive we're in, and we truly have a long path ahead. And this truth, we need to explain to ourselves in our mind, where we can truly detail it in a very clear and logical manner. But to feel the sensation of exile, to feel truly this pain, that we are so far from the quality of bestowal that is missing, to feel this pain. Life can take us in a moment to sway us off this entire scrutiny, and the sensation disappears. So now, here we are together in order to awaken this lack, in order to be together, and to together awaken the request that we shall feel this pain in the lack to bestow, that we don't have it. They will truly feel the exile that we are in, and from it to request connection, and that we'll be together, and that shall be revealed between us the quality of bestowal.
Rabash Kotev. Bizman Shaadam.
Rabash writes, when one properly sanctifies the point in his heart, within him, he begins to enter the exile in Egypt. At that time, he begins to see each time how far he is from the act of bestowal. Then, vessels form within him, meaning deficiencies, which the Creator will later be able to fill.
Dear friends, every moment we have the opportunity to open a new page in the work. It's all in the privilege of our friends, of our attends. We now have an opportunity in this lesson to hear them, to hear Rav, together to attain the lack, the true desire to exit from the place we're in, and to finally release from our hearts the prayer. And we have all the abilities, everything we need in order to burst forward in this prayer, just to dive into one another, to our friends, and to listen to the lack, to the point of the heart of each friend, and together we'll succeed. Chaim, friends.
It's impossible to come out of the exile in Egypt before entering the exile. Only then can it be said that we are coming out of the exile. The author of the Haggadah tells us about this, that we need to know that in the beginning our fathers were idol worshippers, meaning that they were in exile under the rule of idol worshippers. And only then the Creator brought our fathers closer. But if they did not feel that they were placed under the rule of idol worshippers, it could not be said that the Creator had brought them closer. Since only when a person is remote from the Creator can it be said that the Creator is bringing him closer. Because the absence should always come before the presence. For the absence is the kli, and the presence is the light that fills the absence and the darkness.
Question for an active workshop. Each friend describes what the feeling of exile is for him. Once again, active workshop. Each friend describes what the feeling of exile is for him.
First of all, there's something, some state that we're not in, that I'm not in, where I hear that the society is describing, I feel how he inflames it in the yearning of the friends. So there's a feeling that there's another degree that I have yet to come to. That already creates a certain deficiency. In addition, you discover with these lines in Passover the nature, the true ego, and how much it doesn't want the Creator. It's that feeling that shows you the gap between your state and what we need to attain.
The sensation of exile is a sensation that I want to connect and to keep the arvut with the friends. I want to illuminate like the sun illuminates all the time. That's how I want to be, to bestow, to be in it. But I cannot. And it's not that I agree that there's any other control other than the Creator that holds me back. I agree to this, that there is an ego that controls me, and it doesn't let me be and bestow.
Yes, the sun, the Creator, illuminates all along, day or night. And in that feeling of mine, or another feeling, and yesterday we actually exercised something that Rav recommended very strongly about this, about how we feel that togetherness, and then second stage, the exile, how much we need the Creator, how needy we are. And that feeling of exile is each time a deficiency of how far we are from that state of being together and needing the Creator as much as possible.
The sensation that we don't succeed to connect, despite that we try, that we exit the lesson, and we promise ourselves that today is the day we're going to hold the connection, hold the friends, and we discover just how many little things can throw us. These walls that we feel between us, that you fear that there's something that bothers you to penetrate inwards into the connection with the friend.
Galut,
exile. It's in the place where a person is. It meets me in a sensation of a lack of ability, the lack the inability to do something that I don't really understand what it is, don't know what it is, but I know that it's very important. And I have no idea how I'm advancing onwards. Meaning there is the method, the path, but it's like there's nothing that you can do in order to advance.
It's nice, I agree. How do you feel? I mean, it's a very deep question.
It
depends really where it encounters a person. Sometimes the sensation is such, and sometimes it's different.
It's
such a wide thing that the sensation that you're together with the friends and are progressing, and then you discover that
I wanna be like you, I wanna see like you, I want to feel what you feel. I wanna sing to you, I want to cling to you, I want to make this love real. You and me are one clean, and that's how the world's gonna be. Every wrong, everyone climbing the ladder to freedom. I wanna walk with you, I wanna talk with you, I want to know what you mean. I want to give with you, I want to live with you, I want to dream what you dream. You and me are one dream, and that's how the whole world's gonna be. Every wrong, just like the point in our heart. You and me are one dream, and that's how the whole world's gonna be. Every wrong, everyone climbing the ladder to freedom. You and
Silent workshop. Rabash writes for us that the letters of exile and redemption are equal, and there's no difference between them, only in the letter Aleph, which shows us that only after a person feels the exile, then the Aleph, which is the champion of the world, is revealed in him. Silent workshop. Let's depict the addition of the champion of the world in order to get out of exile.
Prayer. Creator of the world, put in our hearts to see the virtues of our friends and not their faults, and connect our hearts in one heart.
Let
us go down to Egypt with joy, so that from there we can ask from the bottom of our hearts. We cry out to you today. While you are near, give us strength to connect. We ask you to bring us out of exile to redemption. Show us the true state and help us turn to you with the intention of making you happy and not for ourselves. We thank you for the privilege of entering the lesson together as a great and unified vessel and ask for the path of light and love for humanity.
Creator of the world, put in our hearts to see the virtues of the friends and not their faults. Connect our hearts in one heart. Let us go down to Egypt with joy, so that from there we can ask from the bottom of our heart. We cry out to you today while you are near. Give us strength to connect. We ask you to bring us out of exile to redemption. Show us our true state and help us turn to you with the intention of making you happy and not ourselves. We thank you for the privilege of entering the lesson together as a great and unified vessel. And to ask for the path of light and love for humanity.